Rabbosai, let us begin the Chazara on Perek Kol Shah. Kol Shah Shemut Lechol Nachal Behemel Lechayel Lofos Umochel Lenachu Yemuta Bahana Asim Over Zmano Asir Bahana Asim Leachim Lechana Vekirayim. You know me, and be a chomet al esreifer, a chomet omer af a farm as early ruach, o mataleya. The first mission of Perek Kol Shah, of chaf aleph amen aleph. The opening thing we spoke about was a brisker rov, makes a distinction between the Yisra Achila on the fourth hour, excuse me, the fifth hour and the sixth hour, the former being an Yisra Gavra, the second being an Yisra Chefta. So going into that briefly, we turned our attention to the next piece of Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph Amad, which we're going to read carefully together. It says, Behema, Chaya, and Oph. Why Behema and Chaya? So the Gemara is as follows. Lomad Mr. Behema, Lomad Mr. Chaya. Tzricha. Titan Behema, Di Mishaira, Chazile. And therefore you can give it to the Behema. Aval Chaya, Di Mishaira, Bekam Matzala, Emalo, it's worse. Vitana Chaimish and the Mishaira Mir Matala, so you can take care of it. Al Behemah is in the Mishaira Lo Masigadata, so it's worse. Call him a Bayro Bayamotse. Emolo. Okay. So the obvious Svaras Hafuchos go in different directions. This leads us to our first major discussion, which is a person violation of Bayro Bayamotse if he doesn't know about it? Normally, if you don't know about something, so you're still in violation. We're not discussing that, what particular onus you're going to have to be given, b'dei odah, b'dei shamayim. But the violation is a violation. The issue is an issue. Here, the question is there a violation at all in the first place? So Rashi says, v'tana chaya, last narrow lines, hava mina hi adifa mishum de'i mishayra masila, v'lo avro leva b'alira. There's no b'alira. That's what it says. There's no bayira. If you don't know about it, as they say, if you don't know it, you don't see it, it won't hurt you. So it appears. There is a different gears to Rashi, which I'm not going to go into right now. Bayimotsi, bayira being different, but on a simple level, they're the same. At least for the moment. Okay. Fine. Tosis echoes his sentiment. Mishum d'matzalav, ain't over mishum bayira, or mishum bayatmin. Because the Torah doesn't say bayatmin. The Gemara earlier, a concept of Bayatmin. Hey, same idea. Ein zamotzu, kaven she'ein yodua hechanu. Shine. So if you don't know about it, you don't know where it is, there's no bayiro. Ken mashu perikamad avov, the porich, v'chi mashkachas lo livat lo, the mashva, the kol kamad lo mashkachas lo, lo over v'bayiro, then over v'bayiro, what's the problem? When you find it, you'll be about it. And before you found it? What about that violation? It's no violation. The Tosa said, if you don't know about it, there's no violation of Bayiro by your mother. And the question is, what do the various Rishonim have to say about this very significant Nakuda? We already know what Rashi and Tosa are saying. Question, when Rashi and Tosa are saying it, what are the circumstances that they are describing? It's not completely clear. Pashtus, we're talking about a good Jew who learned Masechta Pesachim from the beginning. And all our boss, he did a B'dikas Chametz. Tosfos doesn't discuss it over here. We're up to the second. We start the second parak. But perhaps referring to a case where the person fulfilled the first parak too. Why do I say that? Because that's what the Ran says. The Ran says in the very beginning, that Aleph Amud Aleph, please turn to the Ran, if you don't mind. Aleph Amud Aleph, in both prints, it's still that Aleph. Yeah, the Ran says, the Torah says Tashbisu, you can do it in different ways, either with Bittel or Bedika, or either with Bittel, or with Bedika and Beer. Okay. That's either the Chometz Yadua. This is an R print, Aleph, Amud Aleph, column 2, halfway down. or mekomos sheyehu rogel yimotzei b'hem. Avokol sheyin lo mechomets yodua, v'lo mekomos sheyehu rogel yimotzei b'hem. Lo chal alav mitzvot hashpasa. Shereh ta omer shekol shenivdek af apish lo bitel v'nishtayro v'yodo gluski yafefya eina over leah. Right? That's Tosis Raya. Before that, not! Alma ain't mitzvah tashbosa el al chometz yodua. From the makoma shirogel imotzi behem. Fine. So Tosis, who doesn't discuss bedikas chometz, may hold that even in the absence of bedikas chometz, there's no issa deraisa. Or maybe they agree with the Ran. That when we say there's no Issa deraisa by Yerod, if you found chometz, there's no Issa retroactively, it's only because you did a bedika. If you hadn't done a bedika, there would be a violation. Tosis is not clear, the Ran is quite clear. Okay? Fine. Is anybody more machmir? So the Ran said clearly, as long as there's a bitl, that solves all the world's problems. Right? He said beferish. What do you do? Either bitl or the combination of bedik and beer. That seems to be very reasonable. However, Rabbeinu David, in his analysis of our sugya, says something which is, again, quite remarkable. In principle, he agrees. In principle. But in reality, it's not so simple. On our daf, Rabbeinu David says as follows. He says, look, we're saying if the chayos matznas, you can't find it. So you'll be over by Rabbi Yamotze, chayli mitzi mishay matznay melo. Turn around the next line and say, fakert, that solves the problem. How does it solve the problem? You'll tell me this kfar bitl. So if it's kfar bitl, so what are you saying? Behem azim in the shayr v'labadayti, the kor by Rabbi Yamotze. Why? He did bittul, and is it the rice of a bittul be almasagi? So to answer this question, a thorny question, the Rabbeinu David has a fascinating analysis. Yes, bittul works for sure, but chachamim amachayv levayir, and to be bodek, amavatel chemtzel biharbosar ein daito ela lemashativul chachamim levatel. No, this chametz he presumably found this bedikas chametz. He's giving it to the animal. He thinks it's going to be gone. That wasn't part of the bittul because he knew about this. Because he doesn't know about it. He originally didn't know about it. So the footnotes discuss it at some length. There are three important footnotes over here. 19, 26, 28. We're not going into all that they say. We want to see Rabbeinu David on page Kuf. Hey, we'll enjoy what they have to say. The Kitter Rabbeinu David is saying a chiddush. Even though there was a bittul, there's still a possibility of Bayro, by Yamatze, because the bittul didn't go on this. Iran didn't make that statement. It's Rabbeinu David's statement. Okay, so let's chadda so far. So we start with Rashi and Tosis, who says, if you don't know about it, there's no Bayero. Mistimas the rain, it sounds like it's never Bayero by Yamatze. That's what it sounds like. They don't say to the contrary. Nonetheless, one could interpret Rashi and Tosis like the Ran, that there would be Bayero by Yamatze, and the reason why there isn't any over here, because it's the Stam Jew, did all our boss at Botkin. He did a Bedika, and Bedika suffices. He didn't find the rest, so it doesn't matter. But if he would not have done a Bedika, there would be a daraisa. Basically, the presumption of the chometz is there, but they didn't see it, didn't know about it immediately. Rashi and Tosis don't say that. Could be they agree, could be they disagree. I'm not sure if any time there's a proof, one way or the other. The Rashi and Tosis, are they saying what they're saying? There's no bayo if you don't know about it. Only whether there was a bedika, or even if there was no bedika. Anybody have a proof? If you have a proof, let me know, because I don't have a proof offhand, which one way or the other. Fine. Then we have Rabbeinu David, who questions the validity of the bittul on certain chometz, which he intended to burn, and then someone fell between the cracks and hidden by an animal. Maybe it's not even included in the bittul. This makes more chomer than the Ran. The Ran, once you do bittul, presumably you're taken care of. And now we come to what we'll call the most chomet gashita of all, which is the shita of the Rosh. The shita of the Rosh, Rabbi Osai, the Rosh is in two places. The Rosh is found here in our Perek Beis, Siman Aleph. There's also a Rosh in the first Perek. So since we're learning Perek Beis, we'll just take a quick glance over here for a second. But the Rosh says, "Yes, Tosas Kasha about the Chulda. Kasha came with the Matzaleh Heichyochol Achila. And that test it says, Masha Meshaya Nichene Betzina Shlo Yitov Chulda Tidul Befana Beitzarav Bedik Acha. Kolshken Shlo Yitel Lo Lechol Vitatz Nieu. You can't even leave it there. Maybe the animal will come and grab it. Kavachom, you can't give it to the animal. Can't give it to the animal." Says the Rosh, no. Machal of Hemel Chalof, who Omer Aleim. Possibly read Aleim Shabbos, right? By Avram Avinu. Who Omer Aleim. There meant the three Malachim. Here means the animals. Pemel Chalof, Lahavdul. Achi Yochlum, Vlayalem Eno Mehem. Achi Yochlum, Vyavar Amashuya. That's what it's telling us. We have to be very careful. Very careful to stand there to make sure that nothing is left. So the Korban Asanel talks about a little bit over here, but his reference is made to what was found earlier in the first Perek. This is found, Rabbi Osei doesn't want to look it up. It's found in Perek Aleph Simen Tes, where the Rosh says in our printing, it's page Gimel, the top of the second column, where he's a comment on the Gemara of Avam and Beis, that Gemara we spoke about before. The Gemara says, "My time at Zoruch Bittul, fellow Bodak Upina Kolachomet Shenimso." You'll tell me Pirurim Tugir Sos, the Kimlon or Pirur Dakin, Shalom Atzav Bedika Vinishiruva Over Olav Bebal Yiroe. The afal pi she'eino roeh. Now the Rosh, at least at this stage, is saying the biggest chumrah of all, that there is by roeh by yamatze, even though he did a bedika and he didn't see it. So the Korban Asanel Gimel quotes the Bach, asks the question. That's not what we saw until now. And the Korban Asanel says the last few lines. I don't know why the Bach was involved in the dochak. Last few lines on page Gimel column 1, it's Oz Gimel Korban Asana. He's quoting a Tosis. Avarabenu Svile, against Tosis. With Loch Lo Sire, Elo Ye Roe, Mashma Lo Ye Locho, Chomets, Bemokum, Horoe, Le Rose. Afapi, She'eni, Odea, Shehu, Bebesa. And even if he did a Bedika, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're in violation. Anyway, what about the Gemara, Rabosai? The Gemara says, V'chimashkachas le'levatle, right? So the this Korban Asanel, column 2, line 3, Sagdai dech le'makshin da'ashka kodans mani surei v'atartzen hu'adin avimotz d'shnui. So the question becomes, Rabosai, doesn't the Gemara seem to say that it's only a problem after you discovered it? He says, no, not true. And I read you the fifth line, the most important line of Korban Asanel, and this column 2. Habod Atzorv Levatla, the E Ashkach Bosses Mani Surei, Kvor Over Olov, Abayu Abayu Motze. Not the Chimashkach Salivatle, because to avoid a future violation of Bayu. No, it's even a past violation. Right? That would be the case. So what was my answer? What kind of answer is that? He was already violated for the last 2 hours or 2 days. You're right. Eloha emes mishani. Tafilu levatle in a yochol. Omen la freba ba yeroe. Wow. Tos is looking more kipshuto. They said, chimashkach levat. That would have been a good solution. And that wouldn't have been a good solution. A chidish sniff of carbon asano. Who remembers who is mechavin to? You want to remember? None other than the Rosh himself. In Tosus the Rosh, I was in the spoil. As the Kabbalah of the Navatos to Rosh, it's Mechavan word for word, but the Tosis of Rosh just came out recently that says exactly that. Chimashkaras Levatle means what? That you could have said that even if you could have done Bittul, what's my answer? My answer, no, it's too late to do Bittul, Achaz Mani Suru. The Gemara could have answered, even if you could do Bittul, Achaz Mani Suru, it would still be no good because you were in violation the previous hour. Who said so? The Tosus of Rosh Beferish on Vavim Beis. If you look at footnote 68 there at the bottom of the new Tosus of Rosh, it says so. Believe it or not, the Kabbalah sound without having it is Mechavan word for word to what the Rosh said. Adka. Karabosai, so our first topic really is a very important topic in terms of when a person is in violation of Bayerol Bayamotze, when he's not consciously holding on to the Chomos on Pesach. Fine. In this context, Rabosai, we should turn our attention to the very, very beginning of the Masechta. It's true we're not learning the first parak, but as we shall be seeing in the next 2 days, a lot of flashbacks. Let me use that expression. So the first flashback is to the first line of the Masechta. Oral Arabosa, both Nesachomas are on air, famous line. Pirish HaKunjur, says Tosfos. Shlolavar olav b'bayro b'yamotze. Kosher Lari, what are you talking about? Kevin etzorach bitl, as it says in the Gemara Levov. Habodak etzorach shivatl, but the rise of bitl b'al masagi. Amaya tzvich hachacham v'dika klal. What are you talking about? It's taken care of, Arabosa. It's taken care of. So Tosfos is a different teretz. The b'dika, you shouldn't come and eat it. Famous Tosis. Good. Rashi's word about Bal Yiroh. But what? But you have to have Bittul, don't you? There we find two completely different approaches to this issue. One is by the Ran himself. We're at the Ran on page Aleph of Aleph originally, where the Ran is what he says, he calls it Al Derech Rashi. Ran is saying as follows. The Ran is saying, yes, Bedik is enough and Bittul is enough. But you note that the word Bittul is not found in the Mishnayos. If you look at the whole Seder of Mishnayos, I don't have exactly all the Mishnayos about Peh. Maybe you were a kid, Mishnayos about Peh, maybe. There could be contests, Mishnayos about Peh. The word Mevatlo is in the Mishnah, enough Memtes, in a funny contest, the guy's going to do a bris. But if you look at that Beis and those subsequent Mishnayos, you really don't find Bittul. So it means the push of shot is, as the Ran explains, if you look in those who have our edition, it's the last narrow lines on column 2 of the Ran Aleph Amad Aleph. Fichakos of Rashi, Shabolkness al Chomes, Shaloyav al Lavayro by Yamati. Why? Vahainu lemi she'eno mevatel. The Mishnayos don't discuss Bittul over here. Misha mevatel, it's enough. So if Bittul's enough, so why they insist on Bedika as well? Well, you know, he said, people that are machshavtem are not shavim, that they are not shavim, they'll be too makil, they want me to do a good job, so they required a Bedika. And why isn't the Bedika alone enough? Because you may miss something. So you have to have a Bittul. It's the famous round of the page, Aleph and Aleph. Okay? That's one approach to Rashi. I think it's the simplest approach. You may recall we saw a Rashash. Please open up to the Rashash again at our Beitz. Just giving a little chazar over here. The Rashash. So the very first Rashash in the Masechta starts with the Bar Tanura. Is the Mefarshi the Tamad Lo Samchinon Abitul the Chashinon Shemayimso Glusko Yefeifia the Nimlach Al Bitulo. Oh, so here's the answer. There's going to be a Bayro by Yemotzi. I did Bittul. No, Rabosai. He's going to have Charata Nimlach. He's going to back out from the Bittul. Gonna back out from the Bittul? Fine. Says the Holy Rashash in the fourth line, Chodiv Yikar Adiv Yarav Tamua. The Lekamada of Avim Beis Muchak Lehedja to be Bittul as the Lo Chashash of the Gluska. What did it say? Habavarech. Excuse me. Habodek Tzorach Shivatul. Why? Because the Gluska Yofer. Okay. So you see that Bittul takes care of the problem of Gluska Yofer. Whereas the Bar Tanura is saying over here that the reason you have to do Bedika is because Bittul itself will not take care of the problem of Gluska Yofer. What a great kasha. That's the Rashash's question. So how does one answer the Rosh Hashanah's question. So the two answers that we had suggested from recent Achron. One is, it may depend, as we shall see soon, upon the definition of bittul. Can you back out from bittul on a whim? Just a mere thought that you really want to hold on to it, is that considered to be an overturning of the original bittul? May depend on what bittul really is. If bittul means that I'm mafkirit, we'll get to it in a minute, so that, you can't just say, okay, on a whim, I'm going to undo the hefker. It's hefker! You want to be acquired, you have to have a formal acquisition, which the person is not likely to do. However, if, Rabbi Osai, if bittul is something completely different, what is bittul? Bittul is, we'll see soon, a kind of a nullification. You consider it like the dust of the earth. Okay, that's it. Come see, come sound. You know, now I think it's the dust of the earth. Now I think it's a Zamek Beltway. This doesn't look like dust to me. My Yetzer is getting the better of me. This is not dust, right? It's a delicacy. So therefore, if the only way bittul originally worked was by quote unquote making it into dust, and I can more readily change my mind, this could be that the Bartanur is going with this Mahalach, which we'll see soon. Which remember we're answering Rashi over here, and Rashi may hold this way. We'll see soon. That would explain how you can possibly back out, right? And the question is, what about the Gemara? The Gemara says apparently that bittul takes care of the possibility of backing out. Right, so how do you get out of the Gemara? How do you get out of the Gemara? This answer to different terutzim is not going to explain. There's a Ramban. Right, the Ramban is the main is the Al Derech Rashi. The Ramban says in that Gemara, just to show you for a minute in the Gemara, Bosayan Vavam and Beis. Please turn to the Gemara if you don't mind. Vavam and Beis. The Gemara says, why do you have to do bittul? Gzeresha Yimtzeg Luska Yofa. V'data ilave. Right? So v'data ilave means what? We're suggesting it means you're gonna back out. If you back out, so then what? What we're saying now, bittul won't help. But here the Gemara says that bittul does help. And the bittul overcomes the problem of data ilave as we just presently understood it. The answer may be that the two different data ilave, the Rambanus trat data ilave, doesn't mean Rabosai now. Data ilave is from the very beginning. It's in contrast to Pirurin. Pirurin from the very beginning, it was not data ilave. Here the Gluska Yofa is data ilave means, you know, it's not null and void of it in and of itself as crumbs are. It's only, it's not. So we're saying over here as well, this fancy piece of cookie or cake is not bottle by itself. And they must be asking, what are you going to do with it? Well, it says you have to do a formal bittul to knock it off. And if you form a bittul and knock it off, then it's knocked off. Done. It's taken care of. No problem. As it must over here, that bittul will work, even though it's not considered as null as the crumbs. However, if there's a formal change of mind, that will overcome the original bittul and it'll be in trouble again. So the word datlev has to be reinterpreted. That's what some suggest. The Kilas Yaakov, we mentioned him too, he's a different interpretation of this, and he points out, just look at the words carefully. I don't have the Kilas Yaakov in front of you, but I can tell you where to look it up. Kilas Yaakov, Simen Aleph. And the Bartanura's datlev is different than the Gemara's. Again, it's all boiling out to the same terrace. There are three different pshatim of datlev, really. One is it's only in contrast to the crumbs, the Ramban's trap. And one is data leve means he would want it, right? He would want it. But the data leve of the Bartanur is something completely different. What does it mean? It means he wants to eat it after Pesach and formally back out of the original bit. The data leve of the Gemara is something in between, says the stipler. Doesn't mean he wants to keep it until after Pesach. Now the Ramban says that just means it's not like crumbs. It means he's not in a big rush. He's not running to burn it the split second that he saw it. Rashi explains in Vavam and Beis. For Dati Ale, Chashuvi Reinov, for Chos Ale Ale Sorfa, Umashe Afilu Rega Echod. It's over by Rabbi Yamotze. If his bit takes care of that,
So that's what he points out, a beautiful answer to this question. If your Masha Rega Echad didn't have Bittl, it's no good. You did have Bittl, it is good. If you plan to back out from the Bittl, then you backed out, and it's going to be no good for sure. That's a beautiful answer. So again, two different ways to answer this question, which is based that the Rashash answers against the Bar Tanura, and the probably the better answer is that the Zeran's answer, that Rashi is talking about a case where there was no Bittl at all, because the Mishnah never mentions Bittl, as we mentioned in our earlier discussion. Fine. So Rabosai, let us now turn our attention to the fundamentals of Bittl. And this is found in Avdal Rebbe Beis. What in the world is Bittl? B'doraisa b'bittl b'al masagi pirish b'kuntres b'duchsiv tashbisu b'duchsiv tavaru al mashbosu b'levi. Tos doesn't like it. They have a bunch of questions. Hashbosu means havara. According to Rabbi Akiva anyway. Rashi will answer that to Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. It's straight. Let's say Rabbi Akiva is like a beauty. We don't pass like a beauty. Oh, tashbisu me'achilek shumishay shol solamala. And Acher Yisulam Hani Bittl, we just saw the Gemara of Rabosai on Rav Avraham Beis. It says Chimashkachas Levatle Dilma Mashkachas Levosar Yisura for La Bishusa Kaima for La Matzim Levatle. Then Rabbi Loza Shnei Dvarim Einu Bishusa Shalom Al Makosta Kilu Bishuso Bro Bishusa Rab Mechomes Shet Shalosal Lamal. That's the famous Gemara of Rav Avraham. We'll come back to that. So therefore, this is what Tosis questions against Rashi. So we'll see later. Rashi will answer this question by saying, we'll give the answer soon. Omri, the midaraisa bebitl b'yal masagim itan, the me'achash and bitlo havi hefker, v'yotzim reshuso v'motoshan. So Rashi and Tosafot have a big dispute. Is bitl midin tashbisu, Rashi, or is it midin hefker, Tosafot? Okay, Rashi has a very makatir over here. They don't go into long discussions about what bitl is, a very terse and brief discussion. However, when you get to the next generations of Gedolim, they are more, more elaborate in their explanations of what Bittl really is. I'm going to go first into the Ran, and then to the Ramban. Well, there are those who put the Ran and the Ramban in the same category. We spent a lot of time trying to explain that they're not. The Ran, we said, is closer to Tosfos, and the Ramban is closer to Rashi. How is the Ran like Tosfos? The Ran seems to say that Bittl is really Hefker. It's Hefker. But all this question that I ask, why is it called Bittl? Let's just call it Hefker. Call it Hefker. Call a spade a spade, right? Call a spade a spade. Why are you calling it something which is completely different than what it really is? So the answer is, as the Ran explains it, that Chometz is unique. There's certain technical questions to which Hefker as such is not an answer. Hefker, number one, they require to be done in front of three people. Hefker, number two, they require bepeh, bittl may work, belave. Then you have Rabbi Yossi's opinion, it's all on the page Aleph and Aleph, the Dor Mem Gimel, Hefker's Kematana, until someone picks it up, it doesn't take effect. Whereas over here it seems to work without that. These are the technical problems which Ran, I can't be mafkas, it just doesn't work. So says the Ran as follows. Very critical and important Ran. The Ran says, this is again the in our edition, Aleph Hamad Aleph, the bottom of the first column, the last full paragraph on the first column. Well, the Ran says as follows. Chometz is different. Ain't a b'shuso. I saw cause of kila b'shuso, above him at base. Therefore, Begiludaita bi'almad lo nichled levis chusa begavei klal sagi. So it works. It works. Even though it might be even believe, it might work. Mevat le belibo. And it works. Rabosai. And it works. Even if it's not in front of three, we can argue, as Tosus discusses that. And it works even according to Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't explain why. The Ran never bothered explaining. It's very unusual. The Ran is such a big gewaldig about Masbir. Unless I'm missing something, I don't see it here. He never gets back to Rabbi Yossi and the Dor Mem Gimel to explain why it's different. So the answer, I think, is since why would Rabbi Yossi say that you're not, Hefka doesn't take effect until someone picks it up? Because I may back out. But over here, where it's Ener B'shusa, and no one's allowed to pick it up, it's Yisaban, it's Asabano, we're not afraid it's going to back out. That's presumably what the Ran means to say, although he doesn't say it. It's a little bit troubling. Why didn't the Ran? It's a big marach. Usually, he spells everything out. That's why we love the Ran so much. Everything's so clear. Here, I don't think, unless I'm missing it, where he says, even in the Chidushim, which is even longer, I didn't quite see it. I don't have it here in front of me. But Farish, where he tackles this particular issue. But that's how I think the Ran would resolve. Okay. And this leads us to a fascinating question, Rabbi Osai, a very fascinating question. What would happen, Rabbi Osai, if we say that Chometz is Mutar Bahano? Mi Uzev Ezehu? Who said that Chometz is Mutar Bahano? What's his name? Anybody? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Osai, just take a look and see where he's found the first time in Shas that I know about. And now Masechta Pesachim, and now Perek, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, he's also Chav Chesem and Beis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? Rabbi Yossi says, Tomei Al Atzmecha, Hei Chometz Asubana Kol Shiva. Strange expression. Should wonder on yourself, how could Chometz be also about what? Why Tomeya? We all seem to manage with it okay. It's not even saying the best defense is a good offense, right? I'm wondering how you can say differently from me. How can you say it's also about what's the question? What's he saying over here? What's it all about? What's the run going on the offensive and over here? What's he driving at? You don't really quite fully understand yet what it's all about. So the Chod of Pashup Shad is, Rabbi Osai, that the opinion of the Ran is that the only way Bittul works is if, Rabbi Osai, is if there's an Iser Hanah, that makes the Ener B'Shusa. If there's no Iser Hanah, no Ener B'Shusa. So the Ran therefore says, Chod of Yosef Lili, there's no such thing as Bittul! Doesn't exist. No such thing as Bittul. Wow. Is there anybody else who says, at least for a limited amount of time, that there's no Isir Hanah? At least potentially, anybody? Rav Shimon, on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. According to many Rishonim, there's no Isir Hanah. It only starts on Pesach itself. So once again, you run into an issue of whether Bittul would be effective at that point in time. So the Ran says, takes it the other way. The Tzlach said, according to Rabbi Shimon, Bittul won't work. And he explained, that's why the Mishnah of Beis left out Bittul. Why? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that's Yochid. Rabbi Shimon is mainstream. Many we've shown him past Rabbi Shimon. As no Issa Daraisa. On Erev Pesach after Chatzos against Rabbi Yehuda, many we saw a whole series of Rishonim, and according to this, Bittul presumably wouldn't work because again, there's no Iser Hanah. According to those possible, there's no Iser Hanah. That's what's left out of the Mishnah of Beis. The Tzlach says that. The Ran took it the other way and says, from the fact that Bittul works, it must be that Rabbi Shimon agrees. Is an Easter Hanah Doraisa Erev Pesach Achachatzos. Wow. Amazing. This is what it goes two different sides of the same coin. Two different sides of the same coin. That Bittul wouldn't work on the Rosh Hashanah, the Shaka Sari talks about that, and others talk about it as well. This is a major issue which the Poskim talk about. Fine. Let's chazer again. So according to the Ran, Rabbi Osai, Bittul is like Tosus fundamentally. It's Hefka. Because of certain technical issues, the Ran has all kinds of elaborate discussions. It's not straightforward Hefka. But since it's Eina B'Shusa Shal Adam, it's only Asak Kazu Kili B'Shusa, and therefore the Hefka, which is somehow technically challenged, the technical challenges are overcome, and therefore the Bittul works for Torahs, I being Mafka the Chometz. Everyone with me so far? This is the opinion of the Ran. Fine. The Ramban is a completely different opinion. We're not reading the lengthy Ramban again, as you, I'm sure you have. We made copies of it. Everyone has a copy of the Ramban. Ramban takes a different approach, in my understanding. And the Ramban says that Bittul makes it considered to be offer. It's offer. It makes it into dirt. And even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it works. Why? Kevin shenisyash mimenu v'pnei Yisuro. This is misyash. Yotze mirshuso v'ein bo din gezel. And like the Gemara, the balabayas is not makbo, like the crumbs, like the sulfate to einim. And here it's even odif mehefker. Because lo hodas iu zachi be, lo shavye ke offer, lo nichle begave. That's what tashbisu means. Tashbisu means you just make it into nothing. You make it into dirt. Then he quotes a sifri, which the Ran also quotes, lecha, right? Roa to lachem ulagavoa uveplatya ubatel belibcha. This is the source of mevatel beliba, not derived from tashbisu, called it is, rather from lecha, but not the pshat that it's hefka straight, as Tosa said in the Ran, just tinkers with it a little bit. Doesn't quite say that in the Ramban. This doesn't say that. It's hard to believe that he backs up everything he said before. But what I think he means is that since it's misyash, it's motzei b'daita michlal momen, so it's not considered as if it's his. It's just like dirt, worth nothing. So therefore, yotze yedei chovos. Considered to be like dirt. That's what the Ramban basically says. So in my view, the Ramban is much more like Rashi. Much more like Rashi. Instead of Rashi saying that you make it into dirt stam, the Ramban is tying the dirt into the fact that he's not really interested in owning it, things of this nature, and it's kind of a yiyush on it. And therefore, it's considered to be in the category of dirt. And he does say something which is very critical, that it works even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And this is against the Ran, as we understood it. Against the Ran. Fine. Says the Ramban in the same long piece at the end. If you change your mind, so it goes back to you. Yeah. But the Pashup Shad is that because you now change your mind. You used to think it was like offer. Now you change your mind. Change your mind. So it becomes a serious halachic problem. Now the Ramban spent time talking about Yush, whereas the Ran kept talking about Hefker. Now what's that? What's that all about? What's that all about? It means something. It means something. What does it really mean? What does it mean? And what are the Ramban and Ran fighting about? Here's my breakthrough. That was an important yisod, different than we see in the Achronim. I thought Pshat is as follows. The fundamental machlokas, the Ramban and the Ran, whether it works with Rabbi Yossi Aglili or not, it goes like this. They both agree, Rabbi Osai, that there's no Isser Ano, it's considered to be Bershuso. If it's Bershuso, you can sell it. What's mine, I can sell. So I can sell it. Not every Rishon agrees, but the Ramban, to my mind, Ramban and I both agree I can sell it. The fact that I can sell it proves that it's Bishusi. And Bishusi says the Ran, hey, no go! Because the only time Bittul works is if Shnei Dvarim Einar Bishusa Shel Adam. Then, since it's not really his, it's a Asok Ila Bishusa, a schema Dato Ladasa Torah. And therefore, you could be mafkid despite the technical challenges which would otherwise render this hefker, this act of hefker, invalid. Fine. But the Ramban is a different approach of Osai. Ramban has a completely different idea. The Ramban says, Bittul means you're making it into offer. But what about, I'm going to take my tie and make it into offer? What? The movies? I need to take my tie and make it into offer. It doesn't work. The only thing I can make into offer of Osai is something which is already nisyayish because it's already ovud. Rabban used those phrases a few times. Ovud. It's considered to be ovud. And why is it ovud, pray tell? It's still brishuso. I can still sell it. How can it be ovud? I can still make money on it. Why is it called ovud? Here's the answer. You must eliminate it immediately. You are in a mad rush to get this out of your possession as soon as possible. You say, immediately, if not sooner. Yeah, you have to get it out. Because you have to get it out immediately. It's already now considered to be avud. Even though right now it's super shoes, I gave you a mushel. It's avud mimenu mikol adam. The example is zuto shayam. The high tide is about to swept away all your possessions, took it downstream into the gulf, into the ocean. So of course everyone gives up on it. It's given up on it, even if you don't know about it. It's avud mimenu mikol adam. So I told you what will happen if you're able to see from the helicopter, wherever you are on top, the Google map, that your car is about to be swept away in 50-foot waves. They're just taking all the cars are being swept away, everything being swept away. My car is 5 seconds away from being swept away. What's the status at that moment in time? In my opinion, it's already over the enemy, Kolod. Nothing to do about it. The tide, the water's coming, it's going straight. Nothing's going to stop all that water. It's going to take my car away. Because already now over the enemy, Kolod. So do with the chametz. It's now Bishusi, and I can even make profit on it. I can profiteer, if you will. The fast way to get it, wait a minute, I'll sell it to John. John, here, I'm selling it in a second, real quick. Whoop. I can do that fast and put it in the fire. So I made money, true. It's Bishusi, true. But at the same time, it's Avud. And according to the Ramban, is not going with Bishusi because he's not discussing Hefka. He's talking really about Yiyush and considering it Avud. You can only consider it Avud if it's considered to be Avud. It's considered to be avud, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglidi, there's no Yisra Ana, because you have to get rid of it as soon as possible, immediately. This is the my pshat in the machlokas, the Ramban and the Ran, as to where the bitl works, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglidi, the shita sam, as to how the whole bitl process is working over here. I think it's a good pshat to explain what the Gedoli Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, are in fact arguing about. I think it's a nice pshat. I think so. Now, there is an issue. I want to discuss the issue forthrightly. The Gemara says, Rabbi Osai, on the Vav Amud Beis. That's what we're hoping. Vav Amud Beis. Back to the same Gemara. Vav Amud Beis. Says the Gemara like this. We read it a second time. Wait a second. And what if the Efshel Levatel? But what happened then? Here's a problem. The takes a one step back. Why, according to the Ramban, can Bitl Chometz not take place after the Zman? Why not? According to Ran, we understand Hefker. Can't be mocked with Avashen and Beshusa. According to the Ran, to make it into dirt, why can't you make it into dirt? So the Rabbi Chonan quotes the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Ayin Zayin. Shagas Aryeh says, once Ason Akosov Ki'ilu B'Shuso, once, how should I say it nicely, the Torah sticks it to you, we make it as if it's not yours, we make it as if it really is yours, there's no way out. The only way is to destroy it from the face of the earth. Nothing else is going to work. Nothing else is going to work. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say, Shnei Dvarim, and you can't be Mevatel it? Even if you could be Mevatel it, it wouldn't help anyway. Already I saw a kosuv kilo b'shuso. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. So the answer is Rabbi Osai. That's exactly what the Gemara means. The Achronim answer. What does it say? The Gemara says, "Dilma Mashkachas Leiv Lebasir Yisur." Dilma answers the Gemara. The Chi Mashkachas Levatle. Answers the Gemara. No. Dilma Mashkachas Lebasir Yisur. V'la Brishus Ekaima. That's not the key phrase. La Brishus Ekaima. v'lamatz l'mevatel. Even if he could be mevatel, it wouldn't help. You know why? The Amr Abelazar, Asan HaKosov Kila B'shuso. That's why it's no good. The reason it's no good, because of the Sefer. Asan HaKosov Kila B'shuso. Once Asan HaKosov Kila B'shuso, there's simply absolutely no way out. There's no way out. Even if Pitl would work, attack, even if Pitl could happen, it wouldn't help you any. So the Rav Chanan, who read the Gemara, simply implying that the only reason it's no good is because you can't do Pitl. Why? If you could do Pitl, it shouldn't work anyway. So the answer we're given is, you're right. That's what the Gemara means. Why is it no good anyway? Because I saw it at Kosov, Kilei B'shuso. That's exactly the problem. Once this man comes, it just, even Pitl would help, and it wouldn't help. Because I saw him, Kilei B'shuso. With this, we wanted to add one extra twist. I think it's a very nice touch. But the question of Yossi Aglili, Tomei Atzmacha, what kind of question is this? The rest of the world is managed with an Yisra Anoa called Shiva. Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. Presumably, Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees with this Gemara. This idea of Rabbi Loza. He disagrees. As he disagrees with Asan HaKosuv Ki'ilu Heim B'Shusam. Denies it. If he denies it, Rabbi Osai, then by definition, it has to be B'Shusam. But if it's Yisra Anoa, it's not B'Shusam. How can I buy your own? That's Tomeya. Tomeya Latzmacha. How can there possibly be an Yisra Anoa? This is a contradiction to what Pasuk in Chumash. Bayro bayamate. Bayro lechosol lechol chometz. It's against the Pasuk. How can it possibly be an Yisra Anoa? You and I know the answer to that question. I saw the call to Gilder Meshuso. But everybody else didn't know that. Didn't agree with it. That's my pshat and that funny expression. Tomei Latzmacha. He's righteous indignation. And he denies Gilder Meshuso. But the only way to have Bayro bayamate is to assume there's no Yisra Anoa. As the Gemara says, the Gemara gets out by saying Kielu. The Rabbi Yossi denied the Kielu. This Rabbi Osai, I want to just give one more thing about the topic of Bittl to complete what we'll call part one of the Shir, which is the Lashon of Bittl. The Lashon of Bittl. You know, the Lashon of Bittl is Ki'afra the Ara. That's how we all say it. Whenever we say Bittl, that's what we say. Shulchan Aruch has a Lashon, should be considered like offer. And this is what you assume. Ka'ofer. Very nice expression, ka'ofer. Where does it come from? It comes from the Rif, the Gaonim. It's not in the Gemara. The Rishama just says, Yibotel. It never says, ka'ofer the Arab. Okay. The Rosh quotes this Lashon. Let's take a look on the Rosh in the same place we were before. Perek Aleph Simetes. What do you say? Kol chamir dike b'shusi lo chazita lo v'yarte v'ibotel v'lechshev ka'afra d'yam. That's adds the rush v'ahave hefker v'lav d'ideyu v'lo over lo v'ayro. This is the rush from the Balei HaTosfos. The bittul is hefker. Despite that the bittul is hefker, the expression that's used is ka'afra d'yam. If you look at that go, lo iskiru hefker, Rav Yoh says, yishlom v'libotel v'lev Libatel v'levi hefka ki'afra. That's what we say. Levi hefka ki'afra. We had the word the ara. It should be afrozov. Okay, but that's just an extra word. Fine. So we say both. That's how many gets quoted in the poskim. We'll see soon who quotes it precisely. There were those again who say that afro b'ara is not like tosis, that the Russian means hefka. It means it's dirt. It's mamish dirt. To correct the Ritvar on both sides, if it's dirt, that's how Rashi says it's dirt. Pushed to the Rambam. The Rambam says Shivatlo Belibo V'Yachshav also ke'ofer. That's the Rif said. Rambam always quotes the Rif. Okay, fine. Now, question is as follows: the Sefer Michtam quotes of you. This is found if you want to look on the footnotes of either the Ritva on Davav or the Aram Chalava. They both have the same similar footnotes. The Sefer HaMichtam quotes a point of view which is mind-boggling, that once you make it into Afra the Ira, there's no longer a violation of Leyachol Chometz. You believe that? It's a little bit mind-boggling. How can you? It's incredible. I got to make it incredible.
too much to believe. Too much to believe. You mean to really tell me there's no Easter Eid Chometz after Bittul because you made it into dust? It's really, really dust? Really? Really, really dust? It's really hard to imagine such a thing. I am the Michtam, footnote 224. She may be Shita, she potter af me achila, she rezeka ochel offer. We have to own the Sefer Michtam to see it. Is that really true? So it's not true. Why is it not true? For one of two reasons. Either because this only works for Bayrol, Bayamot, and Tashbisu, not for Yisra Achila. Or the way the Maram Chalava implies, it really would have worked. But the minute you put it into your hand, you. Same as it became offer when you threw it, when you had a mind throw in the garbage. So do the offer is. His snare may offer kumi. It's a mason. Shochnei offer, right? The offer becomes a melt away again. Because you put it in your mouth. You want to eat it? That's what the Maram Chalava says. Two different ways to explain why this position is simply untenable. But the fact that it's a Havamina indicates the fact that, you know, there is this concept, maybe it should be offered, maybe it should be taka muta to eat. The Nechtum quotes the Cheshita. No one's going to pass in the way Aloha Lamais. That's out of the question. Now, there's a whole discussion of Chamira Vichamia. We had a whole discussion of what means Chometz, what means Tzor. Did we look at the yard score on this one? I think this one, I don't know if they got it right. I mean, I'm blaming them. The Mishnah Berurah said it the other way around. Allah Chometz and Zoyateg. Right? He also went the other way. But apparently, if you want to be more technical, it's really the other way around. Chamir and Chamir. But again, not going into that at this moment. Fine. So now, what is the text that we have? So you open the Shulchan Aruch. What does it say? Or is it if you have a Mishnah Berurah, you can open it up just to see what's there. It's always good to see what the text is found as in the Mishnah Berurah. See what the text is. Mm-hmm. The text of Bittul. Okay. Tafla medal tziv beis. Chamira the isim b'shusi. Don't say chamira v'chamira. Lo chazita lo b'yarte. What word is missing? Huh? Hefker. He didn't say Hefker. The Mishnah Berurah supplies the word Hefker. Hefker ka'afra the Arab. We can point out, should it be better to say, Libotel ka'afra the Arab, levi Hefker. You want to be really technical. But no one who does that, Lamaisa, it's probably because we just, it's too much of a Chumrah. But if you were looking for Chumrahs, that wouldn't be a bad one. Okay?
Is there anything wrong with doing that?
Nothing wrong. I once had a Psarash Shiva, came and said, spoke in my Shiva. Yeah, that's how I say it. You bought Levi Afra the Arab, Levi Hef. Sounds a little bit better, but again, I think the meaning is to rely on a whole series of understandings. It's not really a problem. We should get to it, as a matter of fact, momentarily, why it's really not much of a problem. But in theory, again, it might be something which could work. Which would be better. Okay. Now, Rabosai. The text, again, the holy text, is elaborated upon by the Chok Yaakov. He says, we don't say it hef, we pass like Rashi. Pass like Rashi, that's all. So after the hour is good enough. No one said hefka. According to Rabbi Natan, we still mention the word after the hour. We should say plain hefka to remind us not to take it back. Not to take it back. That wouldn't be appropriate to take it back. Oh. So now, Rabosai, I want to make this one more comment as far as this bittul, because Tanita answered the question. Rabosai, when do you pronounce the actual bittul? When do you pronounce the bittul? So you say pronounce it before. What gives you the right to do so? So the Ralbag, that's what we said, the Ralbag on Chumash. I haven't had the Zirik of the Ralbag. The Ralbag al Chumash said, it's part of the ability to be Mevatel is included in Balios Odom al Chayfetz, Kodem Zman, Ki Ozu Shalit Olof, Yochel Asas Ma Sheyirtze, Fishu Kinyonim, But after the Zman, it's too late. That was the question the Ritva asked. The Ritva asked the Kasha, if Bittul means Hefka, we understand Liachas Mani Suro, there's nothing you can do anymore. But if Bittul means you're making it to dirt, why can't I make it into dirt? Liachas Mani Suro said, who? Me? Some Chalish? Sarva Shoifet on the offer. It's already ain't a Bishuso. Too late. You have no power, you have no ballast to do that. That's an important yisod. An important yisod. Now, what I wanted to mention, I didn't get a chance to mention before, is exactly when is this Bittul taking effect? Right now, what did Ran say? The Ran said Bittul works only if it's Eneh B'Shuso, but right now, Rabosai, it is B'Shusi. I'm doing the Bittul before Zman Yisuro. So what was the answer that we saw? I think that's Slachy of the answer. It only works later on. I say it now, and it works later on. Now, normally that may not work. Hefkel Achazman is a very questionable idea, whether it works or doesn't work. But over here, in this particular case, since it's basically Eneh B'Shuso, so it works. This is one of the yesodos that we had in explaining how Bittul works, even though it overcomes certain of the, what we called before, the technical difficulties. Hefkel Achazman may really not work. The Bittul takes effect at Chatzos. At Chatzos. And I told you that Slach said that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention Bittul. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutar B'Hanor until the night. The Bittul doesn't take effect until the night, and it's too late. You already violated Tashbisu. That's the Malach of the Tzlach, Rabbosai, on the Beis Amud Aleph. Remember, we had a question. They're not supposed to be Mevatel before the Sreifa. Why? You want to burn your own chametz. But what we're suggesting now, it's not really a problem. It's not really a problem. That's because, as the Gruah points out, the Ramah who said you shouldn't blue bittul before you burn it is going like Tosfos. Because Tosfos says bittul is hefker. Once it's hefker, it's no longer yours. You're not fulfilling anything by burning it. It implied that according to Rashi, it wouldn't be a problem. Why not? I did the Bittul first? No. But the Bittul's not Chal until when? Until later on, until Chatzos. Beautiful. According to the Tzlach. I didn't emphasize this before. It's very important, Tzlach, Adav, Beis, Amin, Aleph, as we said earlier. Fine. And therefore, the Ran, who held that it would work, according to Rabbi Shimon, how to say this? The Yisra Ranoh, according to Rabbi Shimon, from Chatzos. Against the Tzlach. As I mentioned before, that point I did mention before. Okay, so this is the concept of bittul chametz. All right, again covering it very briefly, took us an hour, but that's also brief. Okay, the yesodos of bittul and how it relates to the bedika and how it relates to the ain't being violating if you don't know about it. All this is somewhat connected. But now I'm going to discuss part two of today's shiur, which is chercha. We'll discuss one word really for the rest of it. One word. The Gemara and Afkal follow from the base. So I don't have time for any more for today. Tomorrow I'm going to start you earlier. I already see that now. Let's make it for 10:30. Say the Shema, okay? I want to try to make sure we have a chance to try at least in a short way finish the sugyas. On Chav Aleph Mud Beis, Mutar Bano Pshita Lo Tzricha Shecherecha Kodem Zmanam. The Kamash look at the Rav. The Amar Rav, Ocherecha Kodem Zmano, Mutar Bano, Liachas Zmano. Okay, that's a Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. I'm afraid we're not going to get any much past this today. Okay, well let's if you can figure this one out, it would be good. Good, says Tosfos. Cherecha Liachas Zmano, Kodem Zmano, Mutar Liachas Zmano. Kukugon She Nifsu Milecho Lekelev, De Binyan Acher Lo Havi Shari. Do me the pascha ipsha the perikama daf tesvava mit beis. Pascha ipsha means the past became moldy and ruined. Tosis quotes it from daf tesvav amud beis. That's what Tosis quotes. What does it say there? Pascha ipsha menifsa melecha laodam vakelav yochal liochla metametumas ochlin v'nisrevis imatmeh bepesach. This is also quoted enough Mem Hey, at greater length.
So you see, Rabbi Osai, that the criteria is nitzel machilas kelev. So therefore, presumably chercho is also the criterion of nitzel meachilas kelev. So says Tosis. Let's take a look in the Ran, Rabbi Osai. Please look in the Ran if you don't mind. It's on page Mem in our print. The Ran is going on the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Daf Mem Hey. The chitema, if it's nifsal be adam, amai tzricha biur, hanevela sheinu ruah leger, lo shma nevela, avodah zara samach zayin, v'nos tal of gam shari, afilu b'chametz b'pesach, moshe kasavti l'mar perek kol sho. That's our next sugi, really. Yesh lomar, t'och ha'shayin, v'nei sheruia l'chamea bo kama yisos acheros, v'chisa b'gemar lachem heim and beiz, to sar lo chazil achil at all. I feel the hachi asri rachmana mehai taima. It says in the Mechilta Parashas Bo. So this is the right answer. Is the reason why it's aser, even if there's some mechilas adam. In kol Torah kula bimuter in Pesach it's aser. Why a new din? Roar lechamea bo isos acheros. But the Gemara says the vice or. So presumably a quantity of Rana applies to chametz as well. No difference between sar and chametz in this regard. Okay, Rabbi Osai, so says the Ran. So says the Ran. Fine. Of course, the question becomes, why is it, if the Ran is so smart, that it told the Velish and the real the Ger, but that's true as if it's Nifsal Me'adam, Rabbi Osai. So the question becomes, if something is Nifsal Me'adam, why is it by Roh by Yamate? Why is there a problem of Tashbisu? So apparently I think of the following answer, Rabbi Osai. That the din of Ein Aruah Leger is a din in a Maisa Achila. The Maisa Achila does not exist if it's Ein Aruah Leger. Despite that fact, the Cheftza, oh, this is a prime thing. They quote it from a prime in the Chlushim Hashas. The Cheftza is still considered a food, even if it's nifsal me'adam, as long as it's not nifsal me'kelev. So again, the chefta is a food, whatever the food may be, nevela, maybe call it chomer, as the case may be. Afal pikein, there's no iser achila, certainly with daraisa, because there's any real leger, based on the gzeras akos. But if we're talking about the chefta as such, it has a status of machal. Why is a cheft, to what is a chefta relevant? Well, one thing is by Rabbi Yamatze, depends upon the Chefta B'Pshuta. One thing is Tumas Ochlin, because the Gemara Memhamed Beis has a lengthy sugya where they equate Rabbi Osai, the by Rabbi Yamatze with Tumas Ochlin. Apash Ibsha Nifsa Lechel Adam Vakelav Yochel Ochla Mitamet Tumas Ochlin Mechabetza Vinistravis and Matmeh Bepesa. This comparison is found explicitly in the Gemara and Tezvav Enaf Memhamed Beis at even greater length. That's a Denon Chefta. It's a Denon Chefta. However, once it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, then all bets are off. Then it's not called a food at all. It's not called a food at all. Nothing. It's offer, afro. Afro. And therefore, the Prima Gadim suggests, even if it is royal lechamea isas acheros, it's going to be mutter anyway. It's not food. You have wood that can make isas acheros. Or we call yeast. What we call yeast in the store is coming from some plant. Nothing to do with wheat. It's not called sourdough. We call sort of sourdough, really. Zoyer tank. But when we go to the store and buy yeast in a packet, they never sold wheat in its life. Right? So it doesn't matter. So sourdough is nifsa mechilas kelev. Go to the Tishon. It's like the buy at the store, never sold wheat. It's the shame wheat is poka. Nifsa means it's offer. That's that shita. Not everyone agrees. The Ravid says if it's or proper, even this lemechilas kelim is a problem. Again, not going into the full blown Rambam and the Ravid. It's interesting. The Sefer Marcheshes, I have it on my desk. I saw it this morning. Simon Aleph, excuse me, Chelik Aleph Simon Dalet is a long piece, a long line to Reb Chaim. A difference between the Maisa Achila not existing, which nifsal mechilas adam, for the Cheftza to be nifsal mechilas kelim, and he goes to town with the whole thing. And he discusses many areas which we'll get to soon.
Rashi does not seem to agree with this whole mahalach. Rashi and Daf Chafalaf Mebeis, this is pointed out by the Mefarshim. Chafalaf Mebeis, how does Rashi understand Chercho? Says Rashi, Chercho be'ur yofek kon esmano, shebotel tamo umar iso. Rashi does not sound like Tosis. Nifsel mechil, mechil, Adam is good enough. Sfasemes says that. Why? Why? So, if you're talking about, again, what are we talking about over here? An act of achila? Perhaps talking about an act of achila? An act of achila, and maybe even hanah, some suggest, it depends upon nifsel mechilas adam. That's the question, where does hanah fit in? I would have said hanah might fit in like bayi roh bayi matzei. That's what the Marcheshe says. But the Baruch Tam, as quoted by the Machronim, suggests that perhaps Hanah goes together with Achila. Has to have something which is a real food. It's not a real food if it's Nisam Achila's Adam. I should say it's not a Maisa Achila. Nisam Achila's Adam. If Hanah is derived from Achila, maybe there's no possibility of Maisa Achila. There'd be no Yisrael either. Perhaps he's going with that Mahalach. Again, the Marcheshe says no. There's no Maisa Achila, all right, but Yisrael Hanah would exist. That requires a longer discussion of the relationship between Achila and Hanah, which I'm not sure how much we're going to be able to get into it. That's a subject of a whole sugya of the next few tapim. I'm not sure when we get around to go into that. I might have said on my own, I gave you my balabata sheteres. Hapas sheipsha, because it's moldy, things which are moldy are very likely to have the could go a fungus or have an enzyme. I'm not going into the whole biology of it, which can in fact cause chimutz. As opposed to you just singe it, you burn it, it's not going to have the same chemical composition to create chimutz. I don't give my derets. Balabatish. Okay. Sfasem has a couple of lumdish terutzim. The Kontarashi is considered to be nukshe, some achlokas from Mei and the Rabbanan Adaf Mem Gimel, by Siur, and that's how we would resolve it, that the Gemara Adaf Mem Hei is machmer in that shayla. And Rashi's going to call to the Shita that's Mekel in the Shaila, it's enough to have Nifsel Me'achilas Adam. That's how the Sfasemis suggests. Or the Machlokos Rav Nosson and the Rabbonin of Mem Hayim Beis. It's Tumas Oakland on that. Again, I'm not going into the whole analysis. It's too much, too complicated. What I do want to discuss is Halacha Lamaisa. If it's Chercho, Kodem Zmano. May you eat the chametz, or may you not eat the chametz? Yes or no, halacha lemaisa. A very serious question. Is it may you eat the chametz or not? We want to know halacha lemaisa. Yes or no, one word answer. Yes or no. Says the Ran, first line on page 10 of our print. V'davka chercho kodem zmano. Hold on, I'm sorry. Why does it say muta b'hano? Muta even b'achila. Kevin sheyotzi mitoras pas. It's dirt. But the truth is that it's mutter. It's mutter to eat. If chercho kodem zmano, so says the Ran and our daf. Achas manu not. The Rosh and our daf is what we have to see right now. Please, everyone should turn, if you don't mind, to the Rosh. Here in our sugya, we spent a lot of time on this. I just wanted to see a very brief recapitulation of this rush. Very brief. The rush is over here. Yeshiro Tzalom Adav Dafka No Wadina Me'achila. Afra b'yamu, we saw in the Ran. V'lo mistabes of the Rosh. Yafal pid the butler dasa ochel etzel kol adam. Mikon gom kevan de iuk ochel ei osir. What did the Taz call it? What did everybody call it? Not the Rosh. What did everybody call it? What's the word we use for this? You took something which is unimportant, you made it important. Achshave. Right, the word achshave I don't see here in the Rosh proper, but that's how it's known for Sifrei HaPoskim. It's called achshave. That's what everybody understands this. This concept. Achshave. Fine. Let's read a little bit further. Hekotzei Rav Bar Tzaloni, Mutar b'hanah, b'achila lo. And if a kutach habavli, it's a problem. And some say that murais that are made, it's called almari, simo lechem kolish, shemutar achar ha-pesach, chodo, shachomat say tarov, shavala ha-pesach, mutar b'hanah. V'yot, sherei cherech ha-kodim is mano, u'mutar b'hanah, achas mano. Says the Rosh, and Chazin and the Rabusa, this is the Rebbe Tzonis speaking. The Asim of the Achar HaPesach. Lo Sharem Shem and Elagon the Yerim Filo Kavona. Abel Rubel Ashu Yerid Lo. Shem Shecherecha and Ami Lo. Lo Em Lo. Em Lo Chercha Yofa Yofa. Made him do a good job. Okay. V'o. Here's the key line. Lo Karmina and Chercha Kon Esmano. Mutta Bachi Lo. Salach Esmano. Le Bahano. Koma. Only Bahano. The Lavurcha. The Ara Lechol Paschor. Kol Tzoko. But Murais. The Urta. Urcha. Le Mechol. Hachi Osim. A distinction between Achila and Hano. So if you look in the Korban HaSanal, hey, Kosha, the Hayesha Menami lo Amru Ela Bahano. Michael Mifflin, I'm going to wrong ask this question. And the whole Arichas Dvar, we thought the right answer was found in the what they call it, the Kovetz Mefarsh. He gives the answer. Hilachar HaPesach Vaday Ein Chiluk Ben Achila LaHano. That's our next topic, or the second next topic. Chom HaShavol HaPesach. There's no difference. V'charcho shemutah v'pesach v'hano pshita v'lo shayach l'miknas eliach v'pesach afilu b'achila. V'rabbeinu lo bo lo chiyach l'hepech el litchos rayosan dekeven lo omar b'achila el hano ikal l'meima d'davka v'derech she'en ein darko lecho avu murais osar afilu b'hano afilu liach v'pesach chidu sh'rab moisharot, I assume means Rav Lozo moisharot. This is the simplest shot in this whole mess, because everybody else got so hung up on this problem. This Amogan Avraham, with a Machtis HaShekel, with a Korban Nisanel. Such a long discussion of what it's all about. And I thought that the real answer was the answer given by the Yalkut Mefarshim, which is it just works better. It just works better. Fine. So, let's get to brass tacks. Halacha lemais. Halacha lemais. If you have chometz which is nifsal me'achila, may you eat it or not? The Ran said yes. The Rosh said no. Bottom line, it's a whole tremendous to-do in the various poskim. What do you do with it? Bechlal, food which is treif, and you but it's nifsal me'achila. Can you eat it? Can't you eat it? What's it then? We don't really know what it is. It's so complicated. It's a machlokes. What do we do? Halacha lemaisa. Mishnah Berurah, of course. What kind of question is that? The Mishnah Berurah is found over here in this siman. See? I read it to you. Let's see what it is here. Cher chol kodem zmano. Tough man, Bays. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Chomesh in his Abish, the Mechabes says, Konos Mani Surim, this is Mechilas HaKelev. Yeah. Mutal Lekaimah B'Pesach. What about eating it? Mishnah Berurah, Mem Gimel. Mutal Bano, yes. Ba'achil Asim, Midrabonon. Ad Achar HaPesach. Ah, it's Nifsal. Achshavei. Others say, what kind of achshavei? Achshavei wood? It's not food at all. What kind of achshavei? But the Rosh says achshavei. The Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha lemaisa like the Rosh, that we do say achshavei. Fine. This being the case, what happened if it just sort of fell in? I didn't put it there on purpose. Then it presumably there would be no iser. I was never machshavit. It should emerge. I was never machshavit. Shagas Aryeh. Has a kasha on the tour. The tour follows his father, the Rosh, and asks it because of Achshavet. And yet, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, quotes to Rav Yoh, that it's mutter. It's a stira. It's a kasha of Shagas Aryeh, Simon, Ayin Hay. So we saw the footnote, and the new Shagas Aryeh has the following answer. Yes, it is Achshavet. Rabos, listen carefully. Achshavet is mutter ba'achila va'osa ba'anoh. Yom Kippur is only an Isra Achila, it's Mutter. Pesach was an Isra of Hanah, it's Asur. That's an interesting answer to this to this question. There are a long discussion what the other posts say about this, and positions vary in the extreme. Some say Achshavei is a Svar Doraisa. Some say Achshavei is a Svar Derabbanan. Some deny Achshavei. And some say it's Aser Midrabbanan for a totally different reason. Zera Otu Royal Achila. Just as we come to Nosen Tal of God, we have a cloud, you have a pot which is used more than a day ago. It's called Eina Ben Yomo. It's a Xera Eina Ben Yomo Otu Ben Yomo. So too is a Xera Eina Royal Achila Otu Royal Achila. If it's a Xera, would be also even in a case in which it was not put there on purpose. There's no Achshavei. Zera Atu. That's what the other Mefarshim say. If you recall, the source that we used to give us a summary of all the Shitas was the Biurim, the Sefer Bali HaShulchan Barab Fayab HaKohen, Shalita, and Simon Kuv Gimel in Yeridaya, where this comes up. And he gave a summary of all the various opinions. The Shulta Gibarim said it's Asur Midirabbanan, even not because of Achshavei, because of the Zera Atu, even if he felt it by mistake. And some say Achshavei is a Doraisa, he quotes it from the Sefer Kanfeyon. There are all, on the other hand, says it's absolutely mutter. So he quoted a series of Rishonim and Achronim with all the whole range of opinions. He quotes a sugya in Bechoros, Av Zayin, Meiraglayim. I don't want to go into that kind of stuff now. It's a little bit gross, we call it now. But there's a whole discussion of what's Eina Roy objectively, only subjectively, because people's minds talk about Achbara. Let's talk about the Chazon Ish. Just giving you Mara Makarmis. You can look up yourself in that Sefer, beautiful Sefer Biurim of the Bali HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Gim. So now we come to the last line, I guess you might say, what we call the bottom line. What about medicines? What about medicines, Rabos? What about medicines? So medicines is, of course, where it's most relevant. Many poskim say that when it comes to medicines, there's no Achshavei. We don't apply Achshavei to medicines. Medicines is a why not? Why not? So, the Farshim explain like this. What does Achshavei mean? I'm considering this to be a food. No, it's not a food. It's medicine. I would eat it even if it were not a food. I'd eat dirt if it made me feel better. What do they give you? It's a castor oil? What are they supposed to give you? It's yucky. Not saying I consider it a food. My mother said I have to have it to be healthy, strong. I'm not considered to be a food. It's a non-food, which I'm having for medical reasons. Therefore, you cannot apply the principle of Achshavei. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva, and others agree. Let us now turn our attention to some of the nitty-gritty as far as these medicines are concerned. As far as pills are concerned, you know, the pills. Shlomo Zalman has a Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin. It's no problem swallowing it. Not a problem. Why? Some say, in general, if I swallow food, I don't eat it. Some consider it to be shaloka derech hanasan, which should be no yisa daraisa, maybe even to the rabbanu b'makom choli. Even those who claim, if I take good food and I swallow it instead of chewing it, it's considered to be prohibited. But if the food is not royal to be eaten at all, it's only royal to be swallowed, then he thinks everyone would agree it's not considered to be mutter. And therefore, it's permissible for chol shein bo sakana. This is quoted the halacha in the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa as well. Fine. The Chazon Ish says no. It's mutter for a different reason. It's nifsal ma'achilas adam. It's ein oror lechameyabo. He holds like me, Rabbi Osai. That's not just nifsal ma'achilas adam. Is only also in a case in which it is oror lechameyabo. I was good to see that. That might be why singed bread may not rise to that level, only if it's mildew bread or rotted bread or things of this nature. I'll call upon him. Even those who say, Achshavei, not here. You know why? It's a taruvis. Even if you say, I have straight chametz to make me feel better, maybe you would say Achshavei. It's a taruvis. What do I want? I want the active ingredient. Rabbi, you ever see a medicine? You ever look at who's ever looked at the panel of a medicine bottle. You ever look at it? What does it say there usually? Active ingredient, right? And the rest is passive. It's just there to that make sure that you're able to ingest the medicine. It's a garnish, nothing. That's why Moshe is a similar idea. I'm having it for the bitter, again, different than the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish applies only if it's a tarubis, or Moshe would apply even if it's straight chametz. Fine. It's against the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Arya says you do say Ach Shavei L'Refuah. So it's not without Machlokas, Rav Asa. It's not without Machlokas. And that's the most possible Marmekil in this Shaila. What about if you have a Chometz stick or something in a capsule? So the Tzitz Eliezer says, it's like Korcho B'Siv. And Rav Asa later on, Korcho B'Siv is later on Arya P'sochim. I have something, if I wrap it in a leaf, that's not, I didn't eat it. I buy a rock. So that will be makel. It's not considered to be a problem at all. Halachah l'maase. Fine. Here's a bigger problem. Which I only have a yes.
Sorry. What about vitamins, which are necessary for health, but are beneficial?
So if you take a vitamin pill, it seems to be the joint to be makel as well. Vitamin pill is nothing for all the reasons we just mentioned until now. Even though you can live without it. I told you, my doctor told me the vitamins are all bluff. Except for vitamin D, which is a hormone. It's not even a vitamin, it's a misnomer. Vitamin D you should take if you don't get enough sun. All the rest of the stuff is just, again, my doctor. But it's all doesn't accomplish anything. Unless you have some kind of special deficiency. But for a normal person, doesn't have a deficiency, it's just a waste of your money. I know it's a multi-billion dollar industry, but Afalpikane, that's what he said. That's really enough for now. No time for that digression. But
so it shouldn't be more
I wouldn't worry about such vitamin pills. Now, what about Rabosai if they sweeten it and they make it in a way that you might have certain pleasure from it? Let's say they put it into a syrup and the syrup is full of sugar. How's it go? A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. That's a foolish apostle can marry Papas, right? So Kavachomer. If the spoon, it's not a spoonful of sugar, they put a whole ton of sugar in your Robitussin, whatever it may be, cherry flavor. So what kind of halachic status does that have? That's a little bit more complicated. Nonetheless, we consider it to be a shaloka dera, because you wouldn't normally have it if you weren't sick. The question will be, what happened in the rare case, Rabosai, where the flavor itself is a problem? In other words, Robitussin is trafe. That's right, they tell me. The active ingredient is trafe. But the cherry flavor is bland. It's not trafe. So we can be makel in that kind of situation. What if the flavor itself is trafe? So here, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush nifla. You make a brach on it, on a sweet-tasting medicine syrup or a sweet-tasting chewable pill. So that's really hard to be making on this shala. If the flavor itself is trafe, you might make a bracha on it. Maybe you should make a bracha if it's trafe. That's a machlokes nichos brachas. Eat tarpas, you make a bracha. We don't want to consider that eating tarpas unless it's called nevesh mamish. So the minig I think is not to make a bracha, not on the chewable pills, not on the Robitussin, the cherry flavor, not. I think of Shlomo Zalman is also the Hanus Almazer below bracha. No, it's really ain't a royal achila. It's not. It's only for a fool. No, for since only for a fool, we can argue that maybe there's no Easter of Bacholos or Suris either. We could argue. So I want to report to you. I'm not sure if I ever did. You tell me if I did. But my conversation with it wasn't really a conversation. It was a message that I received from the Vada Kashrus of Baltimore. Did I ever repeat it to you? Because I remember it was after the Shia. No, we never spoke about it at all. Am I correct?
Correct.
I felt very bad. What happened was, I called up Rabbi Heber, who was I know him personally, a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was the one, presumably the author, of what the Talmud gave me from the Vada Kashrus of Baltimore, under Rabbi Heinemann Shlita's Hashkacha, where they said that if they have a medicine with flavors without a hechsher, it's kosher. Why? Because in all likelihood, the real non-kosher item is less than 1/60. Otherwise, it's almost impossible. And they said, what about that? We have a general rule in Hilchos Kashrus: milsa davida l'taima is lo batel. Something which is meant for taste is not batel. Well, it said it does not apply here for a number of reasons. And I was curious what these numbers, I think I did express to you, what are these other reasons? I read it to you. So I left a message on the tape. I got a message back on the tape. We never spoke, just two messages. Mine was pretty short, and it was very long. Very long message. Explained it very beautifully to what he was driving at. As the real, real problem is Hagolas is Blias Kalim. That's the problem. We talk about flavors in general. The problem is they're made on utensils, which are also made for non-kosher rugs. That's the real problem. It's the real problem. However, in such a circumstance, we say it's Badla B'Shishit. The principle of Ida L'Tama does not apply to things which are coming out of their absorption into Kalim. One of the very rare case, where there's something which is treif in the flavor, which is actually not kosher. It's very rare. But you know what? In almost all cases, even if it's giving taste, it's what's called a zev zegorin. Again, a sugya in Pesachim, Perikol Shoh, which we may just touch on briefly. Zev zegorin, which we pass the bigger din is mutter. Or, even more likely, they're not flavors as such to treif, it's a flavor enhancer. I learned a new word. A flavor enhancer. It enables another flavor to do its job better. And they pass him, it's not considered itself a milsa davide the tam. This is true, I don't say this too loud, even my regular foods. Oh, we're sorry, as he added on the machine, of course, we're not going to give ashkara to him. We are very makbid on it. But meikir adin, a lot of these, some of the real ingredients are kosher, there's some kind of a prominent flavor. Meikir adin, these would apply even to regular foods. We won't pass them that way, we're not going to do it that way, halacha l'maisa. But when it comes to medicines, there are two additional reasons to be made. One, it's a shas atchak. Someone's sick, even not so sick, but a little bit sick. And number two, Rabbi Heinemann said as follows. When do we find these few little additions of something which is really not kosher? It's only, as he put it, in a very fancy taste. They pay a lot of money to get the taste exactly right, you know? The really fancy taste has to have something which is trade in it. They're expensive and fancy. Okay. Medicine, the whole purpose of the sweetest medicine, not for its taste per se. It's just to block out the bad taste. To block out the bad taste, you don't need to spend a lot of money to get a fancy flavor. This is probably much more plain flavor, which is very, very unlikely, almost beyond off the charts probabilities of having anything trafe in the food itself, other than the kalim, which we think is bigger than this one. Atkan, I want to give that report. Then tomorrow, we'll start quickly with the sugya of Mekadesh Mishay Shoah Salman. I'll just take a few minutes. And our main discussion tomorrow is the last piece of the Gemara about Biyachomets Bistrefa, Nasus Mitzvoso, Nisrafim, Nikbarin, and the whole discussion with Rambam. I can't even give you the previews all of it now. We're going to discuss that at 10:30 tomorrow with Seattle Bishma. By the way, when I didn't stop here, whose is this? What? It's because the other event didn't stop here.
I didn't know how to stop it. I don't want to ruin it. So it's still going. I don't want to mess it up.